Yay! Hello, ladies and gentlemen. What's up? This is Date Fails. I'm Kate Quigley. I'm here at All Things Comedy. I am pumped because I got two studs in the house today. Hotties. Yeah. This is what I do. I just invite hot guys to do my podcast, basically. I feel like The Bachelorette today. Like, what if I secretly invited you guys here to decide which one of you gets the rose?
Shit.
We'd have to fight over it.
Brian, go over for
you.
It.
Dude, or you'd be like, neither of you give
a
fuck.
Your past.
What are you talking about?
You just told me you fucked on waterbeds in motels that fucking cost for hourly.
One time.
One time.
Listen, one time, this is a true story. I had a guy come to meet me at the Improv for a drink, and then we wanted to hook up, and right. I couldn't take him back to my apartment because at the time I had Eric Myers sleeping in my kitchen.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so I didn't want to fuck with Eric. And
wait, can we go back to why the fuck is Eric sleeping in your kitchen? There's other places like a couch or a fucking. Right.
Well, I let Eric floor. Live with me for. I think it was like 3 or 4 months, but I told him that he couldn't live in my living room because I don't like to I don't like to have someone in my living room all the time. I want to use it, but I have a dining room, like
but
an eat-in kitchen.
Fine. And Eric's like, I'm making eggs.
Yeah, yeah. So I emptied out the like eat-in area of the kitchen, and Eric put a futon in it. And a desk and a little like divider, and he lived in my kitchen.
That's so funny.
That's like it was a big kitchen.
Well, I have an eat-in kitchen, and I don't use it. Like I seriously keep like blankets in the oven.
That's so all funny.
Right. Yeah.
So, what the fuck?
Do you cook?
I cook a lot. I have to cook all the time.
Well,
I love cooking.
I don't cook.
I don't cook.
Blankets in the
to.
Oven. I love it.
She I goes, use it
that's
in storage.
Pigs in a blanket coming up. Yeah.
So anyway, I couldn't take the guy back to my place. So we were like, well, let's just get a cheap motel room and hook up.
All
and
right.
So there's a motel in my neighborhood, and it says like water beds, pay by the hour, you know, local calls, free cable television. It's one of those like shitty motels.
Totally.
And I just thought it would be a funny story. Like, let's
That's
do
so.
It there.
Yeah. Why not?
But it turns out sex on a water bed is difficult. And
I did the same thing for the story. I did heroin for 8 years on Skid Row. Can you imagine that? I thought it'd be fun.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Out of it.
The best part is I believed you. Have
I
you
know,
really?
Fuck, no, fuck.
Oh.
No,
have you ever tried heroin?
I've done it accidentally, probably.
Really?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, in pills and maybe snorted some shit. And
can you get it in a pill?
Yeah.
No, like in like ecstasy or some shit. Like it's, you know, you don't know what they fucking put in some of these pills.
I've always wanted to try heroin.
Really?
Well, like just once. I won't do it because I'm afraid also. Yeah. But I just feel like it's so good, it ruins lives. So it has to be like.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think I would do it knowingly.
Yeah, not on
purpose.
That's
one thing I haven't, like one drug I haven't fucked with that I don't think I would.
Heroin is in right now. My hometown, I grew up near Cape Cod.
Kids are like ODing like left and right on the shit.
Are you serious?
Well, because they're getting hooked on like the Oxycontins and like the painkiller shits. And then they go when they can't afford, because I guess those things are so expensive too if you don't have
an
insurance plan or whatever the fuck. I don't know. But now kids just heroin.
If you don't
cheaper.
Have insurance to pay like, for your drug habit.
Well, no, you know I'm talking about like that, like they like hurt their back snowboarding or some shit, and they get hooked on these like painkillers, and then they switch to heroin, and then they don't know how to use heroin, and they overdose.
Heroin is cheaper than oxycodone.
It is, I guess. I think so. I think like in some shitty heroin. I don't know.
Shitty, right? Not the premium quality.
I have no clue. Yeah, I don't know. Heroin's not my.
Right, same. Never done it.
I've never done it either. I've never done meth either. Have you guys tried meth?
I've done meth.
No.
You have?
Yep.
How was that?
That one too on, I mean, not regularly, but like I've done it in like a fucking.
In a pinch?
Dude, like I did it in Mexico one time out of a light bulb.
What?
Like I was like fucking 17. We used to go party in Mexico because I grew up in Orange County, you know, and like we go to this hotel room. It was called the Hotel California. And it's. In like right past TJ and Rosarito, and we're partying there, and then like we hear these guys just fucking so loud in the room next to us, and at that time we just party with everyone, right? And there were these fucking Mexican dudes like doing meth, and they're like, oh, and we knock on the door, and they're like, Club 420. All we hear is Club 420, Club 420, because they were calling their room Club 420 because they were like just hotboxing the whole place. And we go, let's go smoke some weed, and we went in there and we start smoking weed, and the guy's like, hey, try this one, and it was a fucking, it was like, you know, you put the meth in the. In the light bulb and cut a, like put a hole in the, I guess that's how you can do it. A cheap
Is that freebasing?
Cheap pipe, I guess.
I didn't know that.
And I smoked like that, and then I did it a handful of other times, I think.
Wow.
What was it like? Did you like,
you just
your
fucking
apartment?
Your heart, just like, no, I mean, we were partying, so it was just like doing coke times a billion.
That's what I was wondering. Is that what it's like?
And people cut, you know, or you get shitty coke sometimes and it's got meth in it.
Right.
You know?
I think I might have had that, but I don't know.
You've probably done meth, both
of you. By accident. Mm-hmm. I did a gig one time. This is actually so funny. And I did a gig, and it was in this, like, shithole town, and I drove out there. It's like a four-hour drive from here. I don't want to say where it is. Ooh, I don't want to put these people on
blast.
No, I can't say, because there's only, like, one venue in this town, right? So I drive out there, and I had the longest day. I think I'd, like, shot my show all day and then made this drive, and I was so tired. And I know they do a lot of coke out there, like the guy that owns this place and his friends. So I was like, hey, man, I'm so exhausted. Do you think, like, do you got a bump? Can I just get a bump? I just need to wake up. And he was like, man, he's like, you know what? The town is really dry on coke right now, but we've got lots of meth.
Oh, yeah. You're like, yo, Billy's cooking it up right now.
Yeah, and I was like,
Billy! Kate needs a fucking meth bump!
That's when you know you're in a shitty town, like for a shitty event, when they're like, all we have here is meth.
Oh, yeah.
That's...
No, I've been in those situations, like after shows and shit, and you're fucking... You know,
scary. It's dark.
Hanging out and talking nonsense, making camping plans with some random.
I'm such a pure, nice boy. I'm not really that.
Get
that
the fuck out of here, bro.
But I feel like I'm still
You're
such a pure,
pure,
nice little angel.
What are you talking about?
When I was a kid, I was a fucking angel. Now I still feel like I'm an angel, but I've done coke. And I likes to fuck.
Yeah.
I likes to fuck. Well, but, I mean, I don't do anything much, but occasionally, like, well, I drink. I mean, I drink often.
Yeah, you can't have like, you see. I know people that have big problems and shit.
Yeah.
I don't want to be like one of those guys. So
but you can't really have a career if you have a major problem.
That's what I was saying. And I mean, some guys, and then you see that it's fucked up a lot of guys that were on, like, their trajectory
100%.
Was good. 100%. I don't want to say any names, but, you know, their trajectory was there, and then all of a sudden the drugs took.
I definitely know guys that are so talented that should be so much more famous than they are, and you know it's just like the partying is the thing that's holding them back.
100%.
So.
I agree.
On that note, I should introduce you guys instead of just, we could just do the whole podcast.
Oh,
and
no,
I never say
fine.
Who you are.
The two guys that did cocaine a lot.
The two guys. The guy that did meth out of a light bulb.
Hell yeah. Club for 20.
You guys are both amazing. I love you both. First of all, I have comedian, actor, YouTuber, former Vine star now? Because I feel like.
I guess so, yeah.
I guess Vine is done, but I feel like you're going to have something else. Like anytime now, you're going to have like your own series on MTV or some crazy.
I just pitched a show to MTV.
MTV. Nice. Pick this motherfucker up.
Pick me up.
It's Ry-Dune, everybody. Ry-Dune.
He doesn't have a coke problem.
No coke problem. He's an angel.
Yet.
He just likes to fuck.
Yeah, I likes to fuck.
And cool. And Amir, you're like seriously one of my favorite comics to watch.
You,
I mean,
babe.
No matter how many times I see you.
I love you.
I like laugh every. That's how I know a comedian is amazing. By the way, because I'll watch you over and over and keep laughing.
Thank you.
He's hilarious. Let's see. You've been on a million things. Jerks with Cameras on MTV, Mad TV. Ladies and gentlemen, Amir K.
Yeah, thank you.
What's up with Mad TV? Are you guys? Do you know?
I don't know officially if they said anything. So I don't.
So don't
really
say anything.
But I mean, it's like I don't know if I can talk about it.
That's fine.
Yet, but. It's a fun show, and
it was fun. it was fun to do.
Yeah, a lot of fun. I mean, I wish it wasn't like maybe if we had some more freedom, like to do more of the shit we wanted to do, would have been probably a little bit more loose and fun. But it was on prime time, CW.
Right.
So it's like
you can only do so much.
Yeah, you can only do so much.
You can't do meth out of a light bulb.
Yeah, you
on
can't
prime
do like
time
crazy, the edgy shit.
Maybe. Shame.
You definitely can. Well, listen, I'm very excited to have both of you here. And before we get into this, I have a sponsor on today's show. Listen, you guys both
here
have,
we go.
I have to say, you guys both have amazing skin, by the way.
Oh,
I feel like.
Really?
Thank you very
much. Yeah.
You think I do?
Yeah. You don't have.
You.
Look at you. No blemishes.
Like
really?
I feel like I have like frail Irish skin. I'm going to look old like any minute now.
What? No, you have a total baby face and it's like very like pink, your complexion.
Right? I feel
very
like
very pink, your complexion. Is that a compliment? You look like a newborn mouse.
Okay. Yeah, right? Like a very pretty pussy. No, I'm just kidding.
You look like a fetus, right? Fetus pink.
No, you have great skin. You have to have great skin in our business. You can't show up looking like a hot mess. Amir, despite...
I have dark circles. I think that's the only, if they ever put makeup on me, it's like the lady spends an hour and a half covering up my fucking Middle Eastern eyebrow.
I get the dark circles too. I think that's from caffeine. That's what they say.
Here?
Do you drink a lot of caffeine?
I don't. I don't know what it is. Maybe I don't get enough sleep or some shit.
You know what? It could be just because you wear a lot of black. It brings out the circles.
Yeah, I wear black all the time.
I'm just kidding. I don't see see any circles. You look
really?
Great.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, guys, I care a lot about my skin. I really do. Mm-hmm. I loofah my butt cheeks every day.
Nice.
And I care about my face skin as well, which is why I recently started using BioClarity. This is true. They sent me a sample, and I have to say, usually when I get samples, I try it and I think the stuff is crap. But this stuff is actually, it's amazing. I don't want to brag, but I think I'm a little glowy. I feel like I'm a little glowy. Would you say I'm glowier than usual?
You look pregnant. You're glowing so much.
You're not supposed to say that to a woman, but that's fine. Thank
you. Hourly rental motel.
Right. I get a hotel.
I'm flattered that you would get a hotel room with me, despite the fact that you know that I had sex on a waterbed once.
That's insane.
But guys, listen, life is better when you're confident in your skin, and BioClarity is the way to do it. It will help reveal the real you so you can take on school, work, social media. Maybe you can even post a photo without a filter if you start using this. I know. That would be amazing.
Shots fired.
Shots fired.
Okay, Quigley.
BioClarity has naturally calming and cleansing extracts, including green tea and chamomile. It cools and soothes your skin. It really does cool your skin. I love that feeling. Also, you can use this to treat acne. However, it's all natural. It does not use benzoyl peroxide, which causes redness, dryness, and irritation. Clinical studies have shown strong results, including a significant reduction in the number of blemishes, improved overall appearance of facial skin, reduced oiliness and shininess. That's big for me. I get very shiny. So less shiny now without drying out your skin. So guys, here's the thing. It's 100% vegan. It's cruelty-free, gluten-free, which I am, and paraben-free. So I want you guys to definitely get it. This is what I'm telling you. Go to bioclarity.com. My listeners get their first month for only $9.95 plus free shipping, which saves you $20. And it's 100% risk-free money-back guarantee. So you guys can try it out. If you don't like it, you can send it back. You just have to enter my code DATE. That's right. Go to bioclarity.com and enter my code DATE and try it out. Bioclarity.com. I'm going to get you guys some, by the way.
Dude, definitely do it. Some. Send it to me. I want that cooling feeling. And also, it sounds like you can eat it with fucking guacamole.
Yeah.
She goes, it's gluten-free. It's no parabens. You can shove it up your ass.
I don't know if it's edible, but you can use it on your ass.
Hell yeah.
I do use it on my ass as well. That's not condoned, but you can. You can try it out. So that's that, guys. Check it out. Bioclarity.com. And thank you guys for sponsoring the show. It's so nice to have a sponsor.
Yeah.
It's a good feeling.
You're legit now. That makes you look super legit.
You're going to have good skin.
You know? Anyway, so back to life.
Back to reality.
What's going on with you? You guys are both single, right?
Single, yep. Yeah. Yep.
I have like low key crushes on both you guys for
really?
Different reasons.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you guys are both really cute.
Oh,
you know, and you both seem disease free.
Seem.
Imperative. I don't have evidence of this. Ryan, are you going to tell me this story? So when I hit up Ryan and said, come do the podcast with me and Amir, he was like, I actually have a great story involving girls.
Yeah, it's probably going to be a short story. It's cooler for Amir. He fared better, but...
Is it, though?
I don't know.
I was pretty fucked up. I don't know.
We haven't really talked about it.
Because we don't really hang out often, and we never really hung out up until this night.
Really?
Yeah, I was at the improv, yeah.
That was our first time.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my backstory. I was at the improv. I did a show in the lab afterwards. A girl came to the show. I had never met her. We're talking. We're trying to talk, but then there's some dude lingering for
hours.
Was it
Amir?
It was a fucking Amir. And then I was like, after 2 hours, like, do you know him? She was like, no. I was like, what the fuck? So we got rid of him. But then she had to go. We're hitting it off. We make out outside. It gets me all horny.
Wait, you just met her that night and you guys are already making out?
She had known me. Apparently, I used to make Vine videos in the Starbucks she used to work in. So she knew me.
Wow. That's hilarious. She's been seeing you just from like,
she's just watching
from afar.
When will I get to make out with
one
him?
Cappuccino at a time?
Yeah.
I was just like, I'm so impressed with these girls that like meet a guy and then are making out with him like an hour. I mean, even if she knew
Kate, you're fucking in motel.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was
you go, I just couldn't do it. I couldn't go to his fucking house.
What? No, he lived far away, so we had to do it in a motel. And it was a guy I'd hooked up with before. It wasn't the first time.
And you never do that then on the like if you ever
on
go
the road?
And you meet somebody and you're like, oh, hey, this guy's kind of cool, and you kick it, and then you're like, you have fun, and shit happens.
Only one time I ever had sex with a guy I met on the road, and it wasn't a random. It was like a guy, it was a football player that I was like trying to hook up with.
Oh, wow.
That's
okay.
it.
How was that?
honestly, so in the top five best sexes. It's always better when it's like
a professional football player.
Yeah.
I always say that too.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm gonna, here's my thing. I don't hook up with the randoms a lot, but I'm a chick.
Right. It's different.
It's different.
Totally.
Because the odds of a guy being great in bed, I feel, are like 1 in 6. So if I'm going to fuck someone, it needs to be someone that I've researched heavily, and I feel like the chances are really good. They're going to be really
some good dick.
Really good.
That's funny.
Okay.
Yeah. But back to you and your makeout.
Yes. This girl's lovely. We're now dating. Oh, man. I shouldn't have said that. We're seeing each other, whatever. Anyways, the backstory is I was hanging out with that girl at the improv. Mm-hmm. But then she had to go home, and I was like, fuck. But I was all like, I don't know. This sounds creepy, but I was horny.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that doesn't sound creepy. You guys made out, and then she had to leave?
Yep. And then I was like, ah, damn it. And then all of a sudden, a girl who I have never seen before was like, hey, come over to my place. And I was like, okay. And then that's when I see Amir. Apparently, the same thing happened.
Yeah, and then I was over there, and then... And there was I don't want to get other people involved in the story, right, but there was one of our friends, mutual friends there. And then we were just like, what the fuck? What are we doing? Like, and then
it was weird.
We ended up partying and having a good time.
And then all
and
of a sudden
I left.
It was three dudes, two girls. One of the girls was attractive. It was the girl you were mingling with.
Yeah, she was really attractive.
And then I was like, honestly, I was like, maybe, because I know you didn't know her or anything. I was like, maybe Amir will leave. And then
you were doing the waiting game? Oh, dude, I had no idea. I was like, oh, right. We were just like shooting the shit. And I didn't know he was fucking sitting there waiting for me to leave.
That's so funny. You're like, Amir, get the fuck out of here.
I was open to you leaving, but if you didn't leave, I was like, whatever.
What about the not so hot girl?
Is that why when I went outside for a smoke, you locked the door? I'm just kidding. I'm joking. He's like, he's
like,
gone.
Let me in.
He said he was going home anyways, guys. Dude, I just want that fucking cigarette.
Oh, wait, so there's two girls and only one is hot? What's going on with the other chick? Is anyone talking to her?
Yeah, we're all
Hanging out in the kitchen, you know, just like talking and shit.
Everyone's nice, everyone's laughing. And
got it.
It was nothing like creepy or devious, really.
Yeah.
Except for in my head, I was like, if Amir leaves.
That was great. I can't believe it. And then we didn't know each other. I was like, oh, okay, like we don't, you know, hang all the time. Right. So I was like, I don't know. I'm like,
it's
all
a
right.
Total waiting game. So then what happened?
Then Amir did not leave, unfortunately. And
I mean, I left at some point, but I took the girl with me.
Right.
Oh, nice work.
And I just made out with the other girl.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
See, that's the difference between guys and girls. It's like guys are like, I'll just settle for the next best thing. Like, I don't think a chick would ever do that.
I feel like a lot of guys would do that. Some guys don't, though.
Yeah, some
but
guys
not
don't.
Me.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been...
Well, were you sober?
No, I was pretty drunk.
Yeah.
We were all fucked up.
Honestly, I think it's okay then. I mean, girls play the waiting game. I played the waiting game recently. Oh, I had a thing. Did I tell this on here, Aaron? Did I tell the story on here about how I went to a guy's birthday party and then he ended up making out with me and then a different chick later? Yeah, I told that story. Oh, that sucked. That was a bad night. I told that story. Yeah, well, I mean, but here's the thing. Like, that night I thought about doing the waiting game. Like, I've been in situations where I'm like, who's going to get this guy?
Right,
and we're all
waiting
and you can tell.
Right. I think people, it's a common theme from guys and girls, huh? I feel like when two groups meet and they're hanging out.
I used to kind of date this super hot girl. And she would flirt with every dude in the world. Like if we were spending a night together, she'd just go off and flirt with somebody. But she was so hot and I'm so insecure that I would just play the waiting game.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe she'll come home with me.
Oh, wait, you guys weren't dating this chick?
Not really, but I liked her. I had feelings for her. I caught the feels.
That happens sometimes. Like, well, that's interesting you brought that up because, okay, so have you ever had a friend that you have, like, a lot of sexual tension with for a long time and you kind of flirt, but you never hook up?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, besides us, obviously.
No, yeah, I think so. But then that shit sometimes, then you do hook up and it ruins the relationship. Like, it'll fuck up the friendship.
It can. Well, like, I have two scenarios right now. Like, there's one guy. Okay, I have this guy friend. He's super hot. When we first met, we kind of were, like, flirting. And then we sort of dated. Like, we went on a couple dates. We made out, but we didn't fuck, right?
Is he a comedian?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. But we didn't hook up. But then, like, this is crazy. After, like, three times hanging out and we didn't hook up, he just kind of stopped like trying. So
well,
I,
if he's a comics in, for me, I don't like to fuck with like female comics. Comics. I just don't because it's just too much. We're in the same shit, you know. And it's like I don't want to have like a weird thing when I'm at a club and she's at a club or something. Just if something weird happened, but. So that could be a thing with this guy.
I totally agree. Mm-hmm. And I've and by the way, this was like a few years ago. And I've always had the same thing with comics. But it's funny because this guy and I then we quit hanging out in that capacity. The hilarious thing is when a guy like when I get that close to hooking up with a guy and then he kind of ghosts me, that makes me want to fuck him like a million times more. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah.
So then I started like trying to bait him into just sex. You know what I mean? Like I was like, how is this guy not going to fuck me? So then I started sending him like naked photos and like I'd be like in his neighborhood and be like, hey, I'm in your neighborhood. What's up? And he kept on
You're a goddamn sexual predator.
I'm like a guy. I'm like a guy. Like,
hey, I'm in your backyard.
Listen, I got a pussy. If you wanna... Jesus Christ.
Well, no, it's just the thing is I admit I'm like a guy in the sense that if I get close to hook, like I wasn't planning to hook up with him at all. I liked him, but then once he lost interest,
it's just human nature. You want what you can't have, type shit. Right?
Yeah, so, and also I knew we'd have good sex because we had good chemistry. I was just trying to do the whole waiting thing.
Right, right, right.
And then it blew up in my face. I waited too long, and he was like, eh, "It's too much work."
Who was it?
I'm not telling.
Can I? Do you, I know him, obviously.
I can't tell.
I know him though.
Well, we're still friends, so you definitely know him. I'll tell you later. But anyway, so we didn't.
And then I'll tell it on my podcast.
So we didn't hook up. But the reason I'm bringing it up is because then, like maybe 6 months ago, one night we were partying. So this whole thing started like 3 years ago. Like 6 months ago, one night we were really partying and we ended up going back to his place.
Okay.
And we almost hooked up. Definitely got like naked, fooled around. But we didn't fuck.
The control you guys have.
Well, because we partied so much that he couldn't.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm starting to get a feeling of what I think I know who this is.
You don't know who it is. So anyway, but I was glad that we didn't the next day because I was like, oh, because we're friends and maybe it would have made shit weird. Who knows? And you know when you kind of fool around and you're that fucked up, how you almost feel like it didn't happen? Like, have you ever done that where you wake up the next day and it almost feels like a dream?
I've just completely not remembered having sex.
Really?
That was one time.
Yeah. I roofied you, but your dick was hard, so I don't feel that bad.
Well, I'm very horny, so.
I don't know. But anyway, the point is we didn't hook up that night. And whenever we see each other, we kind of always joke like, oh, one of these days, whatever, but we never have. But last night, I had a sex dream about this guy.
Oh, wow. What's his name?
Yeah, this guy, who was the guy?
I've never had a sex dream about him before. And here's the thing. In the dream, the sex was amazing. So then I woke up
You have such a high standard for this thing. If it does happen, it's probably not going to
right?
be.
Right.
That's expected. The point. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Now it's going to be, it can't possibly be as good.
Right.
So that was what I was wondering. Have you guys ever had someone that you had this much tension with for a long time and then finally fucked?
I've definitely had like girls maybe that like in the past that I was like really, you know, into and stuff. And then once it happened, I was like, oh, that wasn't as good as you thought. Yeah.
That's
and maybe they thought the same shit. I don't know.
Maybe. That's what I think would happen.
Yeah. I think when you build it up so much, it's inevitable, you know?
It can't be as good.
Yeah. And then also, I guess, yeah, you know, I don't care who it is. It's
you
like,
might be right when it's this much time building up.
Yeah, dude. Come on.
I don't have a particular story where I was disappointed or like built it up too much, but I did hook up with a comedian once.
What was his name?
Comedian.
A female. I love that you said a female comedian. Like, I assume.
I'm straight.
Yeah. And
it made things weird.
Who was it?
Yeah. Do we both know her?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, really?
And like we were hanging out.
She like a legit comic? Like a working comic? Because that narrows it down to like 10.
Yeah, it really does. No, she's yes.
Okay,
but we liked each other, and I even vocalized that. Sometimes I talk too much. I'll say what's on my mind. I said like, "So I like you. You like me."
This is during sex.
This is like right before. We knew we both wanted to bang, and I just brought it up. Like, we like each other. Let's go do this. Pretty much, and she was like, I wish you didn't say that.
Wait, you just brought it up like casually, like you were at a comedy club and you were like, no, we should fuck.
No, we were hanging out all night and like drinking and stuff. And we were back at my apartment, and it was like 6 a.m. It was one of those nights.
Oh, okay, so
and I was like, it's time to wrap this up. But I just was...
Wrap this up, no pun intended.
Well, I did not, and that's what made it weird. She's pregnant now.
Oh, shit.
Congratulations.
I'm just kidding.
Boy or girl.
Little Red Dune Jr.
Yeah. But long story short, it wasn't that good, because I think we both liked each other for like two years.
Wow.
And now it's a little bit awkward.
Really?
That's crazy. I can't believe you fucked Wanda Sykes.
I'm jealous. I would fuck Wanda Sykes, yeah. Honestly. I'm a really big fan. That's it? One comic?
Yeah, I'm pretty good with not hooking up with friends or people I work with.
I am too, for the most part. I mean, that one dude, I almost don't even count him at this point, because it's just become like a running, it's almost like a running joke now. Like, oh.
And you're just like, oh, Brian Redpan, I can't believe we did that.
Oh, yeah, I know, I know. No, Brian and I haven't hooked up, but it's hilarious, because Brian says that we like went on a bunch of dates, and I deny that we ever went on dates, because apparently to Brian they were dates, but to me we were just hanging out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, we talked about it on here, because he's like, we definitely went on dates. I'm like... How is it a date? If we don't kiss, to me, it's not a date.
That's funny.
Well, I mean, yeah, what's the intention of the shit? You know, if it was like, hey, I'm going to take you to dinner or some shit.
Well, he did.
Oh, wow.
But hey, I mean, I thought it was
that's a
friends.
Date, dude.
Like, if I said, Amir,
yeah.
I think you're awesome, let's grab dinner. Like, you and I are already friends, so if we went and got dinner,
I mean, I guess it's the context. I don't know.
Unless
like,
we make
it's the
out.
Way, it's the way that you ask or the way that you go about it. I mean, there should be. A clear thing, but I think women have that line blurred more than dudes. Like if I ask a chick out, I know it's gonna be, you know, that's a date.
It's a date.
I guess I don't know unless I ask her like, hey, dude, let's just go grab a. I don't fucking know.
If you call her dude, is it a date?
Yeah, that's not.
That can be frustrating though. I saw a girl that I recognized from a dating app, and because she's a
what a fucking millennial. There's a girl I recognize from a dating
from app.
Now, the reason why I recognize her, because she's a comedian in her profile, I was like, oh, maybe I know her. So I like researched. I was like, do I know her? She works at Flappers. What? And I didn't know her. That's why I recognized her. Then I saw her at the Comedy Store, and I was like, hey, Bumble. She's like, oh, I can't believe you.
What a good line, this guy. Good line.
Oh, and then she ran away, like, hiding. Like, what?
But I just want to be friends, but I'm not going to be like, hey, we mentioned a dating app, but I just want to be friends. Like, but she thought I was hitting on her. She gave me a fake number. She did not. I didn't ask for her number. She was like, hey, we should, like,
that's
talk comedy
fucking crazy.
Sometimes.
She goes, here's a fake. Maybe she didn't mean to give you a fake number and it was you fucked up. Or
that's weird. Why would she give you a fake number when you're both comedians?
And then if you didn't ask for her number,
right?
Like, that's fucked up.
Just, yeah,
like,
what, she just gave
number.
It to you?
And then for the rest of the night, she wouldn't. We'd, like, make eye contact briefly. Then she'd look down or away and not smile. I'm like, all right.
Well, it didn't help every time she looked at you. You went, Bubba! Yeah.
I mean, I'm on all the dating apps. I did the creepy thing the other day of, like, I'm on this app, Happn. Are you on this app?
Mm-mm,
are you on any
that.
Dating apps, Amir?
I'm not. I mean, I fucked around with, like looked at Tinder and, like, Bumble and shit like that. Mm-hmm. But I've never gone on a date from one.
You don't? Well, this app Happn, I'm kind of obsessed with it. This, I think, is the best one because, so say you're at a club or a bar and you're drinking and you're buzzed and you're like, I kind of want to meet a hot guy or girl to like hang with. This app tells you literally like who's the closest in proximity to you, like by feet almost. Like one night it was like you've matched with someone who's 800 yards away.
What?
Does it measure alcohol levels too?
This girl's super drunk.
No, yeah. But I went on there.
One more drink and cheese yours.
I know. So I went on there and I matched with this guy like 2 years ago, but he was like the hottest guy in my list. And we had 14 mutual friends. So I actually did the creepy stalker thing of like going on Facebook, finding him. Then I messaged a few friends and was like, what's up with this guy? You know, like, is he cool? And then a few people were like, he is cool. So I added him on Facebook and messaged him. I'm such a dude. I'm a total dude.
You're such
dude.
A guy.
I really am. Go,
hey, dude, what's cool, up, man? Slide in your DMs.
But then you know what he did that I think is so hot? He wrote me back and said, we matched on that app 2 years ago. I think I owe you a drink by now. And I was like, I think you do. And he goes, 9 o'clock tonight?
Damn.
Guys never do that anymore. Like when you guys ask girls out,
it's
do
like
you-
It's like 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, or
go, hey.
Do you?
No, I don't know.
Or they never ask. I've heard on the dating apps, they never ask the girl out.
Or they just do this thing of like, there's this LA thing guys do that I hate, which is like, they don't make a plan. They go like, oh yeah, we should grab a drink sometime. Let's play it by ear. Hit me up when you're done with your spot. Everything is play by ear.
Right, right, right.
Do you guys play everything by ear?
I don't fuck with those apps like that. So
but what
know.
About like when you meet someone?
If I meet somebody and I'm going to take them out, I think I have a plan. Like where we're going to go or what we're going to do after, you know?
I usually make a plan. One reason, because I know girls don't like the whole play by ear. And two, it's just, I don't know. I like to plan.
I mean, it's just like so hot to me when guys plan shit out.
Yes, I know.
Have you guys dealt with any crazy chicks out here? I feel like there's a lot of crazy girls in LA. Have you had any crazy girls?
Yeah, I guess a few. But I mean, I don't want to say, because we all know the same people, you know?
Oh, you're talking, it's girls we know.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, well, I met one girl at the Comedy Store one night, not a comedian. this is when I was going through like a slut phase. I was always protected, but I was like,
"You slut."
Yeah, because you came on here before when I was doing this podcast with Stephen Kramer Glickman, mm-hmm. and you were in a relationship, I think. So you were, and you were like very like virginal at the time.
I was with a girlfriend for 10 years.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we have the same
Holy
like
shit,
story.
Buddy.
Yeah.
No wonder you get horny.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no wonder you're going through a slut phase. Like, I went through a slut phase right after my 10-year marriage. I was married.
I'm out of my slut phase. I'm almost concerned of my lack of sex drive. But there was one night at a Comedy Store, I brought a girl home. We banged. Then the next morning, I get up to use the bathroom. I step in a puddle on my carpet. I was like, oh, I must have spilled water. Then I go back to bed. We're lying in bed. She's awake. I'm awake. All of a sudden, she's like, oh my God, did I pee somewhere?
No.
Oh, that's dope.
She peed on my carpet.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Oh my God, did I pee somewhere? That's great.
I wonder how often she does that.
Probably all the time based
on
what she did.
Yeah, all the time. She
told
me.
Did she do it again?
I didn't have her over again, but she was like, oh my God, that happens to me all the time.
Do we know this person?
Do we know this person?
Just a random chick at the store?
Not very random. She's friends with some comedians, but she's cuckoo.
Yeah, the circle's so small. I hate ruining, because we're at the clubs so much, the same comedy clubs so much, that I don't like ruining those. You know what I mean? Then I see people and it gets weird.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't like fucking around like that. So like,
no,
you know.
Yeah, same.
Like waitresses.
She's pretty random. She just knows one comedian. Waitresses, never. I've never hooked up with one.
I don't hook up with anyone who works at comedy clubs.
Mm-hmm. And I just don't do it anymore. I mean, I try not to do it anymore.
Yeah, because it makes it weird.
It does make it weird. And
I
like
only
working.
Fuck porn stars now. That's
Is that right?
I'm kidding. No. I'm kidding. I'm done with porn stars. I think
Have
I'm
you
do-
fucked guy porn stars?
Yes.
No way.
I dated one for a while that I talked about on here a ton not allowed to talk about anymore.
Oh, you can't say
I'm not allowed to talk about him anymore because I talked about him on here and it turned out he had a girlfriend that I didn't know about who listens to the show. And
oh, wow.
So he was very unhappy that I outed him cheating on her.
Oh, shit.
Basically.
Yikes.
So now I'm not allowed. But I have hooked up with a couple porn actors, but here's the
How
reason. Amazing. Ridiculous. Yeah. So good. It's crazy. I mean, like, honestly, hooking up with porn actors, I would suggest never doing it if you're a girl because it kind of ruins you for regular.
Is it really?
Yeah, because they're professionals. You know what I mean? Like, their whole job is to be, like, an expert of your pussy. Like, it's crazy. So... And they have the no inhibitions because they're like, you know, they're always like acting out scenes and shit.
That's dope.
So they just start acting out scenes with you.
Wow.
It's really bad. I mean, I was addicted. I was kind of low key. I never said it on here, but I think I was honestly like a little addicted to fucking porn guys at one point because I hooked up with two. And then I kind of, I've never told this on here. I kind of hooked up with a third, but I didn't know. Like, I didn't.
That he was a porn
Well,
Until he entered you. And you're like, oh, hey.
Yeah. So I was like, wow, what are the odds that this is what he does? I don't watch a lot of porn. But after the AVN Awards, it was like.
Oh, that's dope. Yeah, you did the AVN Awards.
Yeah.
Really cool.
So I had this streak where it was like I wasn't fucking anyone. And when I would get really hard up, I'd be like, well, why not call in a professional? So I went, this is so embarrassing to admit, but
it's all right. You're blushing, though. It's good to see you vulnerable.
I know, because it's like it's so embarrassing, but I'm not going to lie. Like, they're so good and they're clean.
Mm-hmm. Right. They have to be, like, legally, right?
Well, yeah, they get tested like all right. the time. So in my mind, I'm just like, this is, you know, it's almost like masturbating, but with like a person. it's like that safe.
Have you ever tried a fleshlight, Amir?
I have not tried a fleshlight.
Do you want one? I have the stamina training
yeah,
unit at
please,
home.
Please, thank you.
Do you really want
it? I would try one 100%. I've never tried one, and like I've done like the naughty shows and shit. Right. And, like you're handing them out. I'm like, could I get no?
You don't have. I'm gonna give you one.
Yeah,
I did a show and I got paid with it.
Me
I'll
too.
I'll fucking use a fleshlight.
The naughty show.
I wonder if it's the same show. No.
Yeah, yeah. It was always the naughty show. Yeah. They're like, here, dude, and I'm like, I didn't. I just never. I would always leave to another set or some shit, and I was like, oh, okay.
Oh yeah, you got to try it and let me know how it is.
100%.
I always wonder how you wash them though. Do you put it in the dishwasher?
Oh, you know what? Tripoli gave me a travel sized fleshlight, which has an opening on the end, so like your dick goes out of the end, so you don't like.
Oh, I
jizz
see.
Jizz into it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So you can jizz out.
It's like a pocket vagina.
This is so weird.
Traveling.
But,
yeah. No, this is great.
So I still had to clean it, but it wasn't like filled with jizz.
That's hilarious.
Gross.
Are you guys into like, do you guys use any like toys or anything when you're with chicks?
I mean, girlfriends probably, yeah, but not. Not like
not like random.
Like, hey, hey, it's our first night kicking. Here's a fucking dildo I'm gonna shove in your
I don't know. I went home with a guy one time, and well, I mean, we were
out the gate. He's like, here, we're doing this, and he's got the fucking.
Well, yeah. Well, I walked in his room, and he had like just a bunch of shit like hanging on his wall. Like he had like a paddle and like a whip and all.
Isn't that cause for concern there? Or you think you're into it?
I was like, here's the thing. I think. Every girl is like low key, kind of like curious about that stuff.
Right.
You know, like
ever since 50 Shades.
Yes.
Of fucking,
right. Honestly, yeah, I love that. I love it, but it's got to be a guy that like knows what he's doing.
I've noticed choking is in.
Choking
days.
Is very good.
I've noticed killing, actually murdering people, and then afterwards, fucking the dead body is hot.
It's hot right now.
This is true. Choking is. I love choking.
It's a little. It can be scary as the dude. It's like, how hard do I choke?
Really?
Well, I mean,
if she turns blue, you let go.
Jesus.
It's true. I mean, I think that like all girls kind of want a guy to beat them up in bed.
Yeah, I punch girls in the face.
Do you?
All the time,
yeah.
Dude.
Bloody punch?
Noses, no, elbows. I call it ground and pound, man.
Yeah,
no.
I do.
I don't know. I always get like weird about that shit, you know, because I'm like, fuck, and then it gets too much and, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And then it gets tiring. I'm tired of.
Then it's
having
like, do you
do
it every time? And it's like, every time every am time. I choking you now? Like, I have to do this every fucking time.
Right. You don't have to do it the whole time. Just
no,
like
I know.
Moments.
I mean, I've done it. And it's like moments. I don't know. Like, I'll have really streaky with the sex game. You know, I could be really good or just fucking dog shit. You know?
What are you talking? I doubt you're ever dog shit.
No, I'm serious. Like, I don't know. It's just like sometimes you're just not like heavy into this shit. You know, and then sometimes you're like, oh, all in. And
what do you think makes you dog shit in bed as a guy?
Cocaine.
Yeah.
Oh.
Drinking a lot.
Yeah.
That could fuck you up. And I've had such bad showings sometimes. You know, you have some. You go and you go, fuck, I just met this girl. God damn it. And then you're like, this is what I'm doing. And
oh, that's the worst.
And then it's just like, what the fuck is this? And then you're like, oh, God.
Have you guys ever fucked a girl that you were intimidated and so you couldn't stay hard? Or like nervous? Does that happen?
Are you asking for yourself?
I'm just
happens a lot.
No, I'm just asking. I'm just curious because, like, I hooked up with a guy one time that was what he said. But then in my head, I wondered if that was just like an excuse, and he just can't ever get it up.
No, I don't know. I've definitely had it where that's happened. But I think as I've gotten older, when I was a younger dude, it was like I would have a boner 24 hours a day.
Right, yeah.
Now it's like, fuck, I got to really be into the shit for me to like go, you know.
Really?
I mean, not really into it, but I mean, you know, if I've been drinking and done blow or some shit, it could fuck me up.
Yeah.
And there are some nights, I'm sure you've experienced this, Amir, where everything's working great and like you are king.
Oh no, dude, I have that too. I do have that too.
You wear a crown?
It's true. I don't know what it is exactly. Maybe it's the alcohol or some shit, but as I gotten older, like, you know, there are some nights where I'm like, what the fuck is going on, you know?
I think it's a chemistry thing.
That too. Probably, and if I'm really into a chick though, it's like on, you know? It's like fucking, I'm good. But if I'm not, it's like, you know, one of those like on the fence and I'm just doing it because it's there.
Oh,
know, then
yeah.
Then it's like not, you know, it's not going to be.
That's the thing. Well, I've been reading a lot of like self-help stuff because when I went through my porn star, this is real. When I went through the porn star phase, I had a moment of like, okay, Kate, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, something, there's clearly some damage here because, like, it's not normal to be, like, wanting to hook up with a bunch of porn people.
Well, but I think that 10 years of marriage shit really fucking stunted your sexual...
Well, it did.
Yeah, so that's why you're getting it out now. I mean, that makes complete sense to me.
Yeah, but the thing is that it would make sense if I was getting it out, like, fucking lots of people, but I don't. Like, I would hook up with, I would just have this little rotation of the same people. Like, my number's still low, but I only fuck, like, awful. I'm not saying the porn guys are all awful because I'm friends with some of them, but I'm saying, like, I would only fuck, like, terrible, terrible people. Like, I want to fuck guys with, like, teardrop tattoos who, like, might, like, choke me to death.
Was your ex-boyfriend a sweetheart? Was he the opposite of that? Ex-husband, yeah.
Super sweet.
So maybe you're just going against the type, you know?
Yeah. But now I've been listening to, like, these, like, self-help podcasts and stuff about addictive sexual behavior. Mm-hmm. And what I learned is they say when you're really into someone, like if you meet someone and you know you have that like insane chemistry and you're gonna have like that mind-blowing sex, to like run like hell from that person, because that means they're like super toxic for you.
Huh. Wow.
Like, have you ever had like insane mind-blowing sex with someone that you didn't have like a crazy tumultuous relationship with, or have you ever had an amazing sexual experience that turned into something good?
No, my last girlfriend, we were a good fit in bed, but then the rest, not so much. But then we stayed together because the sex was good.
Exactly.
That's so funny. I've had it where it's like really good sex in the beginning, and then it just over time it's like what the fuck, you know? It's just like
really.
Yeah, and I mean that happens a lot to me. I don't know. Like,
I've
I'll be, like, really into it. You haven't?
No, like...
Where you're, like, super into it, and then you just get... Well, I guess for guys it might be different, but I'll get sick of this, you know? And
sure.
I know it's shitty to say, but it's, like, unless I'm really into the girl, and like, which my past, you know, previous girlfriends I have been, but then I have had girlfriends where I'm, like, oh, what the fuck, sex is amazing, and it's all the time. Mm. And then toward the end, I'm just, like, all right.
Oh, that's
interesting. I'd
rather
whack off or something.
Really? I think it is different for... Well, if when I've been with guys, I've only had three guys that, like, the sex was so mind-blowing but I'm kind of, like, I'm, like, kind of, like, an addict. Mm-hmm. So if the sex is that crazy, I want it all the time, and I won't get tired of it. But usually with those guys, like, everything else has been bad.
Right.
Like, that's been
true.
The only
And is it
thing.
Consistent?
The sex?
Yeah. Like, when you fuck them, because for me... It'll be like, okay, cool. Like I said, I'm like, all right, doing it all the first time.
Yeah.
Dude, every fucking time. And you expect this crazy fucking thing every single time. And the dude's like.
It doesn't have to be. Like, I mean, I'm lucky because I get off easily. Mm-hmm. And like, so it doesn't even have to be all about the sex. Like, I mean, like, I'm cool if a guy just gets me off like with his hand while we're watching a movie.
Right on.
Like it doesn't have to be fucking all the time. Mm-hmm. Most guys I date, because I like older guys, can't fuck me as much as I want.
Right.
Because older guys don't want to fuck that much. Like you want to fuck a lot. It sounds like.
Lately, no. But a year ago, yeah, it was like almost my priority. But lately, thankfully, I've chilled out and I can like relax a little bit. And just like hang out with friends.
Just like fucking sex addict. He's like, now I don't have to fuck everything I see. My travel size fleshlight could take some rest.
I can finally relax a little bit is the fucking best.
But yeah, I went a little crazy. I grieved. I was heartbroken and I grieved through banging.
Really?
That's my theory, yeah.
I think I do the same thing. Yeah.
I think I work too much to even think about, like, I don't know. I think for you it's a little bit different, but. I don't fucking even care, unless it's like in my lap and shit. I don't even like pursue shit really anymore. I guess I'm old.
You're not old.
I'm 35. I don't even fucking care. I just
really?
Don't give a fuck. Yeah. It's kind of liberating, dude. I just don't care anymore.
And you get more work done.
And then, I'm focusing on stand-up and shit. But then, like, it's funny because chicks will be like, what? You know, they're like trying to throw it or something. And you're like, you don't care. And it's like a total thing.
It drives girls crazy.
Yeah, they go, what the fuck? Why is this guy like, whatever? Like, what the fuck? Or they make them want you more.
100%.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I was just talking to my girlfriend today about how it's like, I feel like there's a switch lately. Maybe it's just LA. I don't know if it's nationwide. I'm curious. You guys have to let me know. That there's like a switch lately where like the girls have become like, the guys. Like, the girls are chasing the guys.
It started to happen. I mean, like, even with, like, Bumble and shit like that, where the chicks, like, pursue. And then, like, the women's rights things, like, everybody wants to be equal. And, you know, I mean, I get it. It's like,
yeah,
that's the natural progression. It's like, okay, now women want to be the, like.
I don't feel like we have any power anymore. Like, we used to, it used to be like the pussy was the power, right? Mm-hmm. Now I feel like the dick is, you guys, something has happened.
All right.
It's like the dick has the power.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's the same shit. It's like you hear, I don't know, you hear these, like, women talk about, I want to be treated this way. I don't know if this is going to make any sense, but it's like, you know, you want to be empowered and shit, but at the same time, you want the guy to pursue you that way, but then it's offensive if he doesn't. I don't know. I'm very confused by the whole thing.
It's like I tweeted the other day. I said, if a guy just wants to bang me, I get annoyed, but if a guy doesn't try to bang me, I get annoyed.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword. It's like, where the fuck
you
do you fit in?
You guys can't win almost.
Yeah, what do you do?
Well, this is what I mean by that, is just like, there's a lot of guys that I'll go out with and I'll think they're really into me, but then once we fuck, I can tell that they just were like, it was almost like a trophy thing.
Yeah. Like, I could fuck her and then it's over.
That's
yeah.
it. Right, but right. then there are other guys that I'll go out with that I'll be really, like, I went out with a guy the other night that I'm like, I'm into him. It was like a really good date. I thought it was a date. This is where girls get confused. I went out with this guy, thought it was a date. We had a really good time. And then we hung out for like 4 hours, and it was one of those nights where, like, we got the check and I was like, okay, well, this was really fun. I was ready to, like, bounce. And then he was like, oh, let's go to another spot. Like, so he's keeping it going.
Right.
And then at the end of the night, he just gave me, like, a real, like, bro-y hug. And I was so confused.
And you were totally thinking, like, oh, we're gonna fuck.
No, but I thought he'd at least kiss me, you know, because we had never kissed. Uh-huh. We'd hung out, like, 2 or 3 times, but it had kind of been of, like, a group setting the other times. But this was the first, like, one-on-one
solo hang,
thing.
And you're like, dude, we're going to do something.
I thought something would happen. So then when it didn't, I left and I was like, to my friends, I was like, do you think I should have offered to pay? Because he paid. But then when he didn't try to kiss me, like, then in my head, I was like, maybe he just was hanging, we were hanging as friends. Yeah. It fucks with a girl's head.
Well, I think
so
shit's become so confusing for everybody, you know, like that whole scenario. It's like, what did we, and I think texting has a lot to do with it.
So,
like, you can't 100%. Read what is happening, and they ask you out in a text. You don't know the tone of the fucking voice.
Totally.
You know, like,
you're right.
It's all that. And it's like, you don't talk to them until you fucking see them at the bar or whatever. It's, right? Like, you don't talk to them until you walk in and you go, hey. And then it just, then you got to fucking decode everything and shit.
It's so true.
You know?
And then nowadays, like, as a guy, it's like, do I pay every time? Do I let her pay?
I just saw a thing where this chick was, my buddy was just showing it to me. It was like a chick on one of these talk shows, and she's like, well, I just went out with this guy, and the bill was $20, and he wanted to split, like, it was like one of these feminist, like, type of shows where they're like, you know, women empowerment. And then she was like, and he wouldn't pay for the meal. It's like, that, I'm old school, but it's like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's like, you either fucking...
It's contradictory.
You either pay you fucking do the thing or pay half, or you fucking pay for the meal and you be equal, or you don't expect that shit. And then it was like, well, one of those shows, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, these people are so hypocritical and, like...
It is confusing.
You know, it's like, you want to be empowered, but then you want the fucking guy to buy the meals and drinks and everything. It's like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? Like,
I admit that when it comes to, like, guys, I'm kind of old school. Like, I want the guy to be the guy. That doesn't mean he has to pay forever, but little stuff. Like, I want the guy...
Open the door, do this shit. And it's like, you can't do it. It's just like a sign of, like, hey, you're my girl and I care about you. Or, you know, like,
every girl at the end of the day, no matter... Like, and I'm, like, a pretty alpha chick, but at the end of the day, like, the guys I'm really attracted to are guys that make me feel, like, super girly. Like, guys that, like, are really protective.
Sure.
And, you know what I mean?
But I think that's like just in that's human nature. That's like in your it's hardwired inside of us.
Right.
Totally.
Do you know what I mean? Like it's and then there's some people that and I'm not saying about like wages and shit and like equality. I feel like everybody should fucking be, you know, I'm a feminist, I feel like, you know, like I think they should have equality, but I'm not saying like there's some shit, you know?
Yeah, like if we both work at Burger King,
right,
we should make the same per hour.
100%. I mean, that's not a fucking issue.
Yeah, that's not even a thing. But at the end of the day, it's like there are certain things guys that are guy that guys do and certain things that girls do that I don't
that
think.
Women do better and guys do better, and it's never going to be equal.
Yeah.
Like, there's some shit guys will do way better than girls, and there's some shit girls will do way better than guys, and it's just going to be that way.
I totally agree.
And I know there's going to be some that try to cross over, and maybe that some women that do the shit that the guys do really good, and there's going to be some shit, you know, vice versa. But it's not, I don't think that's the fucking issue.
I agree. I totally agree.
It's like, if I have a girlfriend, I want to take her out. I want to be the guy, you know, and take her out and fucking buy her dinner and shit. Like, I don't think she should be like, yo, you're fucking not, you know, you're treating me like less than. No, I want to just take you out.
And there's stuff you can do as a girl to support a guy that's not, like, I will admit that I don't expect a guy to pay for me every time, but I have dated guys. Like, I dated a guy that the second time we went out, the first time we went out, I kind of reached for my wallet. Of course, he was like, I got it.
Uh-huh.
The second time we went out, he just said to me, he goes, listen, I'm real old school. I don't let girls pay for anything. So whenever we're together, don't bother trying to pay for anything. It'll just honestly bother me. And it was the biggest relief when he said that. Not because I was like, oh, this guy's going to pay for
it. No, but it's always like uncomfortable that moment when the bill comes and you're like, fuck, do I offer to pay?
Yeah. And then it's like, also as a chick, that makes you go, oh, this guy treats me so well. Mm-hmm. And then it makes you want to do more shit for them. Like, it makes you want to treat, like, it makes you want to, like, serve all their friends beers while they're watching football, like, whatever the
but
thing
then there
is,
are
you know?
Shitty women in this town in LA that are fucking just takers, so that 100%. You know, you're not every girl here.
Good point.
You know what I'm saying? So those fucking girls ruin it for you, because then the guys get jaded by that chick that they're buying everything for all the fucking time. Like, I don't mind, you know, going out and taking a girl out and doing whatever. If she doesn't offer, that bothers me, though, like the first time, especially like the first couple times or whatever. And if it's like a mutual thing that we went out, like, I'll always be paying, you know, that initial whatever we're doing.
Right.
And then, but if she doesn't even go like, oh, shit, you know, it just makes me feel
weird.
It's
weird though, because like I never know, because I will admit, like, the guy I went out with the other night, so the server puts the check down, he grabbed it right away and put his card on it. Mm-hmm. And then, like, it always crosses my mind, like, I want to offer, but sometimes I feel
it's like sometimes, what I just said is, like, sometimes I'll just take the check and pay for it too, but... But there are some times where you're, I don't know what it is, but it's like when it's the appropriate situation and it's awkward or some shit, or there's like a little gap in it, or if I'm like maybe in the bathroom or something and the bill comes and there isn't like, oh, hey, you know, some shit or like whatever it is. Not like overly, but just like a little bit of like, hey.
Yeah, but what if you went to the bathroom and she paid it and you came back and it was paid on like a first date?
On a first date, I would feel fucking cool. I wouldn't feel like less than a man, but I would just take her out and do something else, you know, like,
really?
Oh, hey, I'll fucking take us to dessert, or I'll fucking do something, or, you know, or I would just be like, hey, don't, you don't have to do that, you know, and that would be our thing. But if initially, and I didn't know her and she just sat there and was like...
waiting,
yeah,
that's a
like,
turn off for sure.
Something, I don't know what it, I don't know if I'm even explaining this correctly, but...
No,
you know
I
what
totally
I'm talking about,
get it.
Right? Like, if it's too much, it's like...
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's hard to explain, though. But
because there's different situations for it, you know? There's, like, sometimes where it's appropriate and sometimes where it's not. You know?
When do you expect a girl to start paying? If you're
it's
dating
like when
someone.
You're, like, boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah, if you've been dating forever and it's, like, every meal can't be, like, fucking one-sided, you know what I mean? Like, one and even, like, some chicks, like, you know, they'll pay because the guy's, like, doesn't have a job or some shit. Or, like, comics especially, you know? Like, they'll meet a girl and she's, like, kind of taking care of him. Like, it can't be like that all the time.
No.
You know, I've been in situations like that where I've been making way less than the girl I'm dating. And it's like in the early years of comedy. And then she'd be like, oh, I got this. And it would be maybe more so her paying for more of the shit. But then I'd always come through with, you know, something.
Yeah.
You know?
That's sweet.
I've had girls buy me drinks. Like, we'll meet up for drinks. Mm-hmm. She'll, like, get the first round. I'm always like, oh, my God, thank you.
But that's like
so
such
cool
a move that chicks never do, that it's just such a like, oh, okay, you're not one of those fucking taker chicks. And it's like, it's a good move, I think, sometimes.
I've gone out with guys where they'll get the first round of drinks and then I'll get the second round of drinks. And I'm not going to lie, I do it. But in the back of my mind as a girl, if it's a first date and the guy lets you pay for something.
Oh, the first date is a different type of shit.
Yeah. But
it's a different type of thing, I think. Or if they go like, oh, I'll get that one. And if I'm into the girl, I won't let her pay, I don't think.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes, you know, you might, the girl you're on a date with, you might know that she's, like, poor. Then I'll just do it out of logic. It's like, I got you.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
You're poor.
Yeah, you're poor.
He's like, I find these people.
I get embarrassed to let guys see where I live. Like, I'm going out with a guy tonight who has money, and nice. I'm, and he offered to take me to dinner, and I want to meet him there because I don't want him to see where I live. Because it's so hood that I'm like, this motherfucker is going to be like, oh, shit, I can't date this bitch.
What's your address?
Shut up.
What part of town do you live?
I mean, I'm in Thai Town, but it's very block to block. But, my block is so ghetto. It's so bad. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I never want guys to come there ever.
I kind of like when girls have like shitty cars or something. Then I'm like, oh, all right. Because most of my life I'd had like shitty cars. I'm like, oh, I can relate to you.
Really?
You're a real person.
Oh, that's good.
But
chick cares about your cars and all that shit, it bothers me so much. It just reminds me of like Newport and Orange County and like that life.
Totally.
That, you know.
I had a girl, I wasn't on a date with her, but it was with a group of people. And I drive a Camry, which is like not impressive. But I said, like, I just got a car. A Toyota Camry. I, like, played it off, like, isn't that awesome? But it's not. And this girl was like, ugh.
It's like instant turn off for me.
So it's like,
I'm too old to be dealing with
that. Who actually cares about that? You know what I do care about? If the guy's car is clean. Like, if I get in your car and it's gross and there's, like, French fries and shit all over the place. But if your car is clean, it could be, like, a total piece of shit, and I don't care. But same with apartments. If your apartment's nice, but your neighborhood's ghetto, like, who cares as long as your place isn't gross?
Right.
I have trouble cleaning up after myself in my apartment.
You do?
Yeah.
But if you have a girl over, I'll bet you clean it up.
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
But right now, I'm super single. It looks like I'm still trying to move into my apartment. It's like I don't have any furniture.
I do have furniture.
It's like one couch randomly.
What's that old joke? You come home with someone, you go, we got robbed.
hilarious.
What is that joke? Somebody's old joke. I mean, it's like some hack.
I forget, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
And then they walk in. It's a TV show, but it also I remember seeing on somebody special years ago.
Right.
But he comes in and goes, we got robbed.
Wait, didn't Ian Edwards used to do a bit about
that?
No,
but Ian
would do it. Sleeping on the floor in a sleeping bag?
Yeah, he did a bit about that. That was Ian.
Yeah. That's right. He'd take girls back and be like, oh, shit.
No, he does it that way. Yeah,
his is funny, though. Yeah.
But then, yeah, I know that. Yeah.
Ugh, so funny. Well, we're almost out of time. I feel like you guys gave me a lot. Like, I always like to end the podcast with, like, a worst date story. But I feel like, can you think of any awful, just terrible? Have you had any terrible dates?
I've had some terrible dates. I'd have to think of, like, a good one. I wish I would have thought of, like, a good
one. That's okay. I mean, maybe something.
Sitting here going,
I'm trying to think if I've had a really. I kind of got stood up the other night, I think, sort of.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. This is what I'm talking about. I said to a guy, like, we were texting back and forth a bunch, and then I was like, oh, I have a show tonight. We should hang after. And he's like, that would be great. Let's do it. And then he's like, text me from your show. And then I text him from the show, and then he never answered. And so, like, I told, but it was embarrassing as fuck because I told all my friends at the show, like, they're all like, what are you doing after? I'm like, I'm going to get drinks with this guy. Yeah. And then they were all like, where's your guy? And I was like, I guess he's not coming. Like, it felt so dumb. So, but then I decided to leave with my friends and go somewhere else. And then, of course, like 2 hours later,
he hit me up.
Well, not even. He was just like, I'm trying to get food. Where are you at? And I was like, I'm out with my friends now. And then it was like he was answering like every like 20 minutes. Like he wasn't answering right away. So I finally was just like, fuck it. But then he felt real bad. He was like, I didn't really know we had like set plans. I totally want to hang again. So that's what you're talking about with like the texting miscommunication.
Dude, texting's fucked it all up. For me, I don't know. I'd rather talk on the phone and shit, but it's like so weird now to do. You can't do it. You know,
even now, when you called me to go, can I park outside
the
podcast?
And you're like, wait, what?
Yeah, I like that. I go, oh my God. He's calling on the phone.
Yeah, like instead of fucking texting and sitting there and waiting for the fucking response, and then you don't know what they mean by the shit. And then you're like,
yeah. Also, it's smart to call because you might not like someone by the end of. I gave a hot guy my number, and then he called me, and we talked for 15 minutes.
And after 15 minutes, you go, I fucking can't even imagine going on a date with this guy. I've had the same thing where I go, dude, I can't talk to you.
That's
great. And there's no way that I'd ever. That's why I like talking to somebody on the phone when I meet him.
Yeah, I think it's so smart. I did that, and then I actually just told the guy honestly. After we got off the phone, he's like, he texted me the next day, like, when should we go out? And I said, to be honest, once we talked on the phone, I wasn't really feeling it.
Damn, shut the motherfucker down. I mean,
well, honestly, wouldn't you rather
so
that?
But it's so hard to like, because guys' egos sometimes are so fucking frail. Like,
yeah, he showed up at my show the next night at the Laugh Factory anyway. Oh, and then he was like, I just thought if we hung out in person, maybe, you know.
Maybe I could convince you.
Yeah, that's honestly what he said. And then I was like, I'm
really. That's always attractive.
Yeah. And he was like real high and drunk and stuff at the show too. So nice. I was like, this is not helping. Yeah. So I had a couple good date fails this week.
I had a date recently where the girl was very rude to a wait staff.
Oh, that's a deal breaker. That's a deal breaker, dude. Yeah. As soon as they fucking be rude to the wait staff, done deal.
She like raised her voice. She yelled, like, where's my grilled cheese? And I was like, oh my God.
And she ordered grilled cheese.
And she was first pissed you took her to a fucking grilled cheese place.
Right? First I found out she was 6 years old.
Yeah. She goes, give me my fucking crayons.
Like, where the fuck are you eating grilled cheese?
Yeah, seriously, I didn't even know they served grilled cheese. And a first date, Ryan, come on.
Yeah, where did you take this poor girl?
I know this great spot. They got fucking spaghetti in it. They got SpaghettiOs in a fucking...
In my defense, it was the late night menu at a bar, and they had really popular grilled cheese.
Okay, fair enough.
But my date was rude.
Wow.
And she got shit-faced, and then I was like, I'm going home.
Ugh.
And she lives downtown. I can't do
downtown.
That.
That's a different world.
Yeah, it really is. I gave my number to a guy who I found out lived in Reseda, and I was like, "This is never going to happen." that's only funny. By the way, like for people that don't live here, it's like 15 miles, but it's, right. It feels like you know light years away.
Whenever I do a show at the Ice House, people are like, "Ah, Pasadena?
Oh yeah,
I can't make it out there." It's like, all right, it's 20 minutes.
Like, all right. Amir, you don't have to give one if you don't have one. You're amazing. A bad date.
A bad date. No, I mean, I have tons of them. I have so many of them. But shit like that, like where I've just like fucking lost interest in the date and then I'm just like an idiot and I just don't, you know.
Yeah.
Tons of shit like that. Or where we've gotten in a fight. I mean.
On a date?
Yeah, on a date about some shit. And I go, just know like while we're talking, I'm like, this is not going to go any further at all. You know, based on some sort of like disagreement we have, whether it's like, I don't know, just.
Political
whatever it is. Yeah, her stance on some shit. And I'm like, oh, wow, I can't even fuck
I've
with
never
this.
Gotten
or, like,
in
doesn't
a fight.
Like dogs or some shit. Or
doesn't like dogs.
Like some weird
like
shit
hates
like that.
Dogs?
No, just whatever. Like, oh, you have a. And then just I could see a coldness to them when I talk. Yeah. If I say, oh, I've got a dog. And they're like, oh, okay, well, whatever.
I was on a date recently. The girl was amazing, beautiful, laughing a lot at my jokes,
ooh,
which means a lot. But then she was like, I'm super Christian. I'm a creationist. Which means, like, I think she doesn't believe in dinosaurs, something like that. So I was just like,
that's crazy.
So I mean, she's crazy.
You're like, this bitch doesn't believe in dinosaurs? Hell no.
And how am I supposed to take her to get a grilled cheese?
Yeah, right? Oh, man. Well, listen, you guys are both awesome. I love you both so much. I think you're both amazing. And tell everybody where they can find you so everyone can follow you.
I'm Rye Dune everywhere.
Rye Dune.
Which was my AIM screen name in high school, and now I'm stuck with it.
Really?
Rye Dune, that's what I call you.
You're AIM. What about you?
Just at Amir Comedy is everything in AmirComedy.com, the website.
All right, well,
my dates and shit.
Thank you guys both for being here. They're both very attractive, and it seems very both available, so make sure you guys hit them up.
I don't know. Well, this is like a commercial idea. If you guys want to fuck me,
that's really. You know what's funny is I had the Verzi triplets on here, these triplet comedian guys, last week, and I swear to God, one of them messaged me yesterday and he goes, "Hey, I just wanted to tell you thanks because some chick listened to me on your podcast and then she DM'd me and we ended up hooking up."
Oh shit!
I swear to God, and I was like, "Yay!"
I hope that happens, guys.
Yes.
No one, please.
Please love dogs and don't be mean to the wait staff.
Yeah, no one's gonna DM me.
I know.
Like,
I'm like,
gross.
I was so shitty on here. I go, I don't fucking know. I'm 35. My dick doesn't work.
Right? You're like, I don't care about sex. Yeah. I love meth. I do it out of light bulbs.
I had such a bad like fucking showing here. I go, fuck that. This sucks. You're stupid.
Guys, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe to all the All Things Comedy shows. Make sure you check out bioclarity.com and use my discount code DATE. And follow me at KateQFunny. See you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.